Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are, we're continuing now in our exploration, our conversation of Masechet Ketubot, but as we already saw earlier, Masechet Ketubot, the Shas Katan, various different topics throughout Shas are here. Last week we were talking about Hilchot Shabbat, so we're going to be continuing in the world of Hilchot Shabbat. Everyone here has a source sheet, but there are source sheets in the back, so if anyone comes in, you can indicate in the back. Okay, so we'll start. Now, I know a lot of us spent a lot of time this week on Psik Resha and Devar Sheni Mitkaven, but I decided not to do that since it's so easy and so clear, and like everyone really was bored by it already, that I thought I'd let Rav Yehuda tackle that topic next week, God willing. But we're not going to spend really... We'll have a cameo appearance from Mita Asek, but we're not really going to get involved in a lot of these different today about different Kavana and Psik Resha and all that stuff. It's not going to really come up today. What I want to start with is source number one. Source number one, the Gemara, tells us, this is, well, we're going to talk about what this is doing here, but the Gemara asks a simple question. By the way, if people who didn't do the daf, there is a whole conversation about various different, why you have different fingers and all the different things your fingers do. That's like earlier on the daf, earlier on the Amud of Hey Amud Bet. And then after it concludes the whole thing about all the different halachic significance of all your different fingers. The Gemara asks, can there the Bir Rishona, can that take place on Shabbat? And it says, really, this is the basis of this question is related to the following question, is Da Mifkad Pakid O Chaburi Michbar? In other words, is the blood in some sort of like, is it attached to the body, chaburi michbar, such that when you're breaking when you're causing blood to come out, there's an isser that you're doing with the blood coming out. What that isser is, we're going to talk about. But that might be one option. Or is it mifkad paki that it's sort of just like, I don't know. I was going to say like hanging out in the body. Like it's just sort of like floating there. And if you were to just merely open the door to the body, so to speak, the blood will just come out. And so the question, the real issue would be the opening of the body. The blood just comes out on its own, but like you're not doing anything when you draw the blood out. We're going to see this in the Gemara right here. But that's the basic question. Is da mifkad pakid or is it chaburi michbar? So in Timtzel Amar, source number one, line number one, which will come, I'll explain why these are numbered shortly. But line number one, Vintim Silamar, Dam Nifkad Pakid, the blood is just sort of like hanging out there. The Dam Hutzarich Vishari, so maybe when they have relations and the blood comes out, they don't really want the blood. I'm sorry, he does want the blood, the Dam Hutzarich, and then it's Mutter, because the blood coming out is not a problem, because the blood was already just sort of hanging out there. Or is it the opening, the hole that he wants? In which case, the blood is irrelevant. The whole issue is the opening of the hole, which is happening. So that's aser, making a petach. Line number two. Maybe you're going to tell me, oh, but it is the blood. But still, still halach Rabbi Shimon de'amar devar shein mitkaven mutar olach Rabbi Yehuda de'amar devar shein mitkaven asur. So fine, maybe you're going to tell me that the blood just comes out on its own, and I don't really have intention. I'm trying to create the hole, and the blood comes out on its own. So still, that could be asur depending on this machlok Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda about devar shein mitkaven. And there was a Tosafot there, if you saw it, about why this case is Devar Sheino Mitkaven, but not for now, right now. But that's what the Gemara is saying, that even if you say, I want the blood, still, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Devar Sheino Mitkaven is Aser, it doesn't matter that I care about the blood, because I'm creating the hole, even if it's not my Kavana, it's still going to be a problem. Then line number three, oh, but maybe you'll still say, well, since the opening is really, maybe it's kilkul, and if it's kilkul, then it's not going to be a problem. Or is it metakin hu etzel lepetach, and it would be a problem. So there are three different levels of question that are asked within the assumption of mifkad pakid, where we're trying to talk about, so if the blood's not a factor, the hole is a factor, so Why is the whole still a factor? Or may, is it us or is it not us or various different things? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and even if you're holy Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's Mekalkel, maybe it's Metaken, and that's the first Ika de Amres in source number one. And source number, and it's continuing in the second half of source number one. Ika de Amri, Vimbintilamar, Dam Chiburi Mechbar, that the blood is attached to the body, and therefore removing the blood from the body is going to be an Isser. Ladamu Tsarich Vasser, you want the blood, so it's Asser. O Dilma Lahanat Atzmahu Tsarich Vishari. Or maybe he doesn't actually care about the blood at all, it's just all about his own personal Hana. And since he doesn't care about the blood at all, so we can say the blood is irrelevant. But still, Vimbintilamar, Hanat, Lahanat Atzmahu Tsarich, Vedam Mimela Kati. Still, we have the same halach Rabbi Yehuda, olach Rabbi Shimon, because it's going to be the same question. This is a Dvar Sheino Mitkaven. So, what do we hold for Dvar Sheino Mitkaven? Do we say that it's I want the hana and the blood comes out on its own? It's not what I was kavana for. So, if you're Rabbi Shimon, it's not a problem. But if you're Rabbi Yehuda, that says Dvar Sheino Mitkaven is still going to be aser, so it'll still be aser. Vimtim Tzilamar is line number three of the second half. Vimtim Tzilamar halach Rabbi Yehuda mekalka bechabura o mitaken bechaburahu. And if you're going to say that it's mekalkel, the creating the chabura is kilkul, so maybe we could be lenient here even according to Rabbi Yehuda, but we're going to say v'imtin tzilamar mekalkel bechaburahu b'mekalkel alach Rabbi Yehuda o halach Rabbi Shimon. There's actually another machloket about kilkul bechabura that Rabbi Yehuda ends up being lenient about, and Rabbi Shimon is says it's usser. So We could still go, even if you say it's kilkul, but how do we hold? Is kilkul for a chabura, asur and mutter? That's a separate question. That's the flow of the Gemara. To be totally, totally honest and upfront, the last three words of that Gemara are actually on Vav Amud Aleph, but hopefully Rabbi Yehuda will forgive me for talking about Vav Amud Aleph on Hay Amud Bet. Yeah. For Chaburi Mechbar, you're saying? Which Eket Amri?
At step four, if we say yeah. It's Mekalkel. So Rabbi Shimon would end up saying that it's Mutter because of Rabbi Shimon Miskaven, and Rabbi Yehuda would say it's Mutter because of Mekalkel. Why would we take their Chumras and make it Usser?
I think the question is, Im Tzulmar Halacha Karabi Yehuda B'Mekalkel, so we're rejecting, let's say we reject Rabbi Shimon, but now we're assuming that it's Mekalkel B'Chabura. But you're saying, fine, but for Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to be a problem anyway.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't think about that. Fair point. Good question. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I know. Let's hear. No. Yeah.
I mean, we don't paskin according to rabbis. Uh-huh. We paskin according to halacha. Uh-huh. Step number four holds that halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. Now there's a separate halacha regarding the kalkel, which is something else. You're right. Of course, the human is already mutar because of step two. But we hold on step four. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. Well, would we really stack the
no?
So different tonight.
Yes. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda here, and even like Rabbi Shimon over here. Mm-hmm. This entire halacha is under the shita that yes, it's like Rabbi Yehuda.
It is sort of funny that we have a machloket. We have the same machloket Tanaim that we just. It is funny that what we're doing here, though, is that it's halach machloket Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and then going one way, and then for the one that causes the problem, going the other way. Like, it is sort of funny what we're balancing this. That's what I was starting to say before. That halach, we're saying halachik Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to say we're passing halachik Rabbi Yehuda, but now. Yeah.
So I think to follow up on that question. Again, in line number three, the intim tilom alachak Rabbi Yehuda, mekalkel bechaburah mekalkel bechaburah. So now we assume mekalkel Rabbi Yehuda, and then at the line four, we again ask, it's like a loop. We ask again, the intim tilom mekalkel, now let us ask Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. But we already assume that alachak Rabbi Yehuda. So why are we?
You're saying in line number three. In line number three, yeah. We've already assumed halachak Rabbi Yehuda bechaburah bechaburah. Right, and line number three, we're saying we're going to hold like him that it's we're going to consider it. Wait, say what you just said again. Correct.
Is
usher right? Right, but it's just in line three, we're saying well maybe it's kilkul and it's okay, but maybe kilkul's
no. Line number three, say
imitzul machlok Rabbi Yehuda.
Yehuda, that Dosh Miskaven.
Right, is Aser.
Is Aser, right. But now you have a discussion, is this Kul or Tim?
Right.
And even if it is Kul, which is a Kula,
maybe it's not a Kula, right, because Rabbi Shimon is Machmir there.
Yeah.
Right.
So the different machlokes.
Correct.
So again, so the idea that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda for the Vaz Yehuda Mitkaven, that doesn't mean that it will be like Rabbi Yehuda in Mekal Kol.
Yeah. Yeah. So machlokes.
That's like the summary here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Was that what you were going to, did we somehow address? Okay. So before we get to what I was interested in talking about, there are two different first factors to touch on, which is brought in Rashi and Tosfot in sources number 2 and 3. What happened to Shem Yishchot Benov? Well, this is not the first time we're having this conversation about Bir Rishona on Shabbos. So why is it all, why are we asking this question again? So Rashi, source number 2, said, Lo Shmiel lehu hachmatznita dilel, inami Shmiel lehu vibaya lehu halacha o ein halacha. So Rashi first says, maybe at this stage the Gemara is like, oh, I've never heard of this previous discussion about this at all. Or it had, but now is wondering what the halacha would be.
No, but you said the Benov is a reason for Motzei Shabbos. Now we're talking about Shabbos itself.
No, but the Gemara concluded, once you're going to say Shem Yishchot Benov for Motzei Shabbos, it should also be a problem for Erev Shabbos also.
Okay.
Yeah. But as we're going to see in Tosfot, that we also had other sources, we had other Breitot that said explicitly not having Bir Rishon on Shabbos. So it's not just Shem Yishchot Ben Of, but that was the right before this. But we have other Breitot. That's what Tosfot's going to bring in source number 3. Alpha Gav the Tiknu Shitehei Betu. This part Tosfot really starts with addressing a separate question, which is how are they having Bir Rishon on Shabbos anyway? Didn't they get married on Wednesday like the Takana of Chazal? So Avagav the Tiknu Shehet Betulin Yisei Biyom Revi Mikol Makom Imi Ra Lo Shelo Baal Beleil Chamishi Loi Chavu Chachamim Lehamtin Ad Yom Chamishi Acher O Ad Yom Sheni Lahachi Bay Imutar Livo B'Shabbat Imlav. So the Gemara they're saying, oh, okay, so maybe they got married, but for whatever reason they didn't have Bir Rishona, and so the question was, would they have to wait? And the answer was no, we're not going to make him wait until the next time. But that's that piece. But now the question that Rashi asked, Va'afagav Tanya Leel, Umafrishin Chatan Mina Kala Lele Shabbat Chila Veshu Sechabura. We had this statement already. VeTanya Nami Ibeidach Brayta Benkach Ubenkach Lo Yivol Lo BeErev Shabbat VeLo VeChulei VeLo BeMotzei Shabbat. We've already had this before. We already had two statements from Tanaim. We had Tanya Idach that say you can't, that we separate them. So he quotes Rashi. Perish Bekuntris Delohava Yadala. Maybe he didn't know it. Inami Yadala Uvai Hechi Hochata. We want to know what the halacha was. Dika lemeimar de pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, because maybe we would think, oh, maybe this is actually really a machlok of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. But Tosfot says, mihu al korchach nira de lo yada. But you can't say that. It must be that they didn't know, not that they thought that maybe this earlier question is also a machlok of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Dechayshin and Shem Yishchot Ben Of. So it must be that they didn't know Dechayshin and Shem Yishchot Ben Of. Dihava yadala maik mamayale ha bahalo pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. What essentially would Rashi be presenting was saying, oh, maybe we knew the Shem Yishchot Ben Of sukya, but we just didn't know how to paskin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Tosfot says Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon has nothing to do with Shem Yishchot Ben Of. I mean, I've just had a thought. Maybe you want to say like it's Shem Yishchot Ben Of, like there's a psik reshe thing going on here. Dvar Shenamit Kaven, maybe, I don't know. Maybe Rashi would say maybe they could. But Tosfot is saying no. The machloket Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon has nothing to do with Shem Yishchot Ben Of. And so it wouldn't make any sense for anyone to be standing at this stage in the Gemara and say, well, we know that, but how do we hold? There are two different machlokot going on here. Vadlo Pashimina Levasov Mishum Dimishkach Tanayat Depligela. And that which later on in the Gemara, when we finally resolve it, we also don't bring that case of Shem Yishchot Ben Of to be machriya, whatever the halacha is, because there's this machloket here that's Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, so we're sort of just like ignoring that and moving on. Tosfot finds Rashi's first option, I'm sorry, his second option that they knew, but they just wanted to ask because they thought maybe this would be irrelevant, that it would be relevant. Tosfot thinks that doesn't make any sense because these are two different halachic ideas. Shem Yishchot Ben Of and Mechloket Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon are in totally different spheres. So it's difficult to say that they knew that, but they wanted to figure out this. Those are two different issues. So Tosfot prefers the Rashi's first answer to the second answer, but that's that about what this Gemara here is doing at all, even though we've already had Tanaim and we've already had discussion about this. That's number one. Number two is what is the proper girsa of this Gemara? The reason that I laid out the steps in source number 1, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4 is that you see The first ikadamri has three stages to the argument. The second one has four stages to the argument. And the question is, why are these not parallel? Meaning, why isn't line four also exist for line three? Why don't we talk about mekalkel b'chabura? Yeah.
Just to follow up on the Rashi.
Yeah.
I think we saw that last week. The Chatan Sofer says on the piece there, on the Mishnah Benof, he says that why the question of Rashi is a chabura and everything.
Yeah.
We had two lishna. We had one reason was Rivcha, and the other one was Tarid Nafshi, right? Whether it's for him or for others. Like what? So he says the idea of Shem Yishol Benof had only to do with Ravcha. But if you hold like the first Lishna, like if it's only for his own Seuda, then you don't going to say that on Erev Shabbat the reason not to be boiled is because of Benof. Rather, it's because of Chabur. Rather, it's because of the Dam. In other words, that
So you're saying that maybe it did. You're saying it's the question still could exist even if Shem Yishol Benof.
It makes very, very much sense because he says right Inami.
Right, but it doesn't. It doesn't work with Tanya Nami Idach. Benkach, benkach, lo yivo, lo be'erev Shabbat. Like, we have a brayta that says that already.
Yeah, but we don't know what the reason. Either reason is because the Suda is only for himself, and we sit tarid and nafshe, and so on and on, then there's no question about benof on erev Shabbat, because everything is already...
No, written. But I think the question is, ibay lehu ma livo betchila b'shabbat, is a silly question to ask if we have someone who already said, benkach, benkach, lo yivo, lo be'erev Shabbat. Right, meaning we already have a higher ranking. We have a Tana who already said this. So what is an Amora saying?
But again, I don't think what bothers Rashi is even the question. I think what bothers Rashi is the idea that we're looking for a different reason. We've already brought a reason.
Okay, fine. Okay, I mean, I do think.
I think asking the question is a good idea, but like the idea that the Gemara is bringing another reason, which we already brought a reason, which is the Shod Benov. I think this is what bothers Rashi.
Maybe. So you're saying you think Rashi's question and Tosafot's question are different. I think Tosafot's question is very clear.
Yeah, in that sense, you say, and according to what the first of the Tosafot, again, it makes sense that we have another idea, because if we say that it's a Tarid the Nafshe, then okay, so he's not going to be Shoket Benof. So why not? Because of Chabura.
Wait, I didn't follow the last line that you just
it
said.
Takes so good time. Okay, look
in the no, the last piece, he's not going to Shem Yishol Benof because of Chabura? Sorry.
He's had two ideas, why not?
I know, I'm with you. When you said Shem Yishol Benof because of Chabura, the Isser of killing the animal is going to be...
Benof is a reason.
Right, you're saying Chabura is a separate thing than Benof.
Chabura is a reason.
Okay, fine, good, okay. Back to what we were saying before, though. The Gemara, the first Ikita Amri of Dam Mithkad Pakid doesn't have a line four, and the second Ikata Amri, Chaburi Michbar, does have a line four. So there is source number four. I saw this in the Oz Vahadar Gemaras they have in the inside margin. They have like Hagovitz Yonim, like some comments. So they do quote that there is another Girsa, and this is also attested to in the Friedberg, whatever it's, what's the Rosh Tevot? The Geniza Project, the Friedberg Geniza Project. That have all these old manuscripts. So they do. There are some manuscripts that have this girsa. So Hagov Tzionim is not just making it up. But source number four says Kitve Yaj. There is a nusach. Hagemara Acharei Tevo Mitakenu Etzel Petach. After the end of line three, Vim Titzel Omar Mekalklu Etzel Petach. Mekalk Alach Rabbi Yehuda O Alach Rabbi Shimon Ukemo Shehu Lahalim Bika De Amri. So in fact, there are versions of the Gemara that do have line four after line three in the top Ika De Amri. Rashi doesn't like this girsa. Rashi makes a point of saying this in source number five. Vim titzilamar makalkalu lo gar sinan. He says that we don't have this girsa. Di makalkal lidivrei hakol mutter she'ein lecha makalkal chayev ela chovel umavir aliba de Rabbi Shimon. He says the only question here is when you're doing the only time that makalkal would be chayev for Rabbi Shimon is when you're chavala or havara. Which is not the case, what we're talking about in the top Ikata Amri. Vaha chalav chovel hu. We're not talking about chovel in the top Ikata Amri. Vaha bim titzil amar dam mifkad pakid ba'ila va'azil. We're assuming that the problematic action is the opening of the hole, not causing the bleeding. The blood is coming on its own. It's mifkad pakid. It's just sort of like hanging out in the body. We're not concerned about chavala right now. Right now we're concerned about making a petach. We're not concerned about the bleeding. And so Rashi says it wouldn't make sense for us to ask, well, maybe it would be usher because a kilkul is a problem for chavala. This is not chavala, Rashi's saying. So it makes perfect sense to act this mekalkel bechabura because that's the issue in the second Ikedamri. But in the first Ikedamri, it wouldn't make sense to say mekalkel here, as it could be a problem, because we're talking about asiyat petach, not chabura. Clear? So the Maharshal in source number 6 thinks that Tosfot does have the quote unquote incorrect girsa. The Maharshal writes nearly that Tosfot sovrim kegirsat sfarim acherim shekatav Rashi lo garsinan. How he sees this is from source number 7. You see, he has this line: Tosfot Masechet Ketubot, source number 7, Perish de Rebbe Yehuda eat le de mekalkel bechabura pater. He has these words. On the second one, mekalkel bechabura pater, avagav de pater aval aser mihu hacha. I'm sorry, is it here? Yeah. On this mekalkel who etzel lepetach. Sorry, let me start that again. On the dibur machil, which is mekalkel who etzel lepetach, Tosfot describes Rabbi Yehuda saying that that's considered mekalkel bechabura, and then Tosfot has this whole separate thing about that. But what the Maharshal is pointing out is that when it comes to mekalkel who etzel lepetach, Tosfot refers to that as the mekalkel bechabura. So that's what the Maharshal is drawing on. Umashi hiksha Rashi she mekalkel dehacha kuli alma modim desovrim modim desovrim atosva delata ki kol kilkol shishayach beadam benu lagabe petach shishayach mishum binyan benu lagabe motzi dam shechayev mishum chabura leolam kilkol chayev Rabbi Shimon patu Rabbi Yehuda. He's with Tosfot. What the Maharshal is saying is that maybe Tosfot actually does have this girsa. He does think that kilkol etzel petach would also be like kilkol bechabura that Rabbi Yehuda would be chayev for, because he would think that any action of kilkol against the body, whether you're talking about kilkol for a petach, whether you're talking about kilkol for motzi dam, that's going to be a problem of chabura, and that would be what Rabbi Shimon says kilkol bechabura is chayev for. What I'm saying makes sense? Meaning, he thinks that it's a more expansive idea, that what Rashi is presented, look, the only time we say kilkul is a problem is for kilkul bechabura, or for chavala, or for havara, and this is not that, and Marshals thinks that Tosfot thinks, actually, kilkul in this, for even for the petach, would be chavala, would still be a problem for Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, also based on nothing. That's what the Maharsha says. The Girsa. So, and he says, he explains, Tam Rabbi Shimon de Mechayev Kilkol Bechabur, Mishim Testam Chabur Hu Kilkol Mitzad Echad, Vil Hachi Chayve Rachmana Tam Zena Mishayach Afilu Petach, Gabe Adam Shu Leolam Kilkol. Anything you're going to do destructive to the body is going to be, is Kilkol, it's going to be essentially like Chabura, it's going to be a problem. The Maharsha, in source number 8, really doesn't like this. Maharshal. And if you saw, it even says, Ayin b'Maharsha, on the bottom of the Maharsh. And the end of the Maharshal, even the printed Maharshals, it says, see the Maharsha, who takes issue with this. He quotes this Maharshal. Source number 8, second line, Maharshal hevin mi divreihem elu, b'mashikatfu gabe mekalkel etzel petach, mekalkel bechabura, by the basis of the fact that it says, and when you're talking about mekalkel etzel petach, he calls it mekalkel bechabura, shetosvot ilu kegirsat esvarim shemachak Rashi. Vein larich bitchotav, bidechokav, vein ze ela divrei neviyud etzel bidivrei tosvot. He's essentially making this up. It doesn't say this anywhere. Where? Aval nira devadai lahailishna gabe petach animili leminkat mekalkal stam l'chulei alma ela mishum di divreim elu azla namil idach lishna didam chabur v'chulei v'leika leminkat sham ela mishum kilkal de chabur depata Rabbi Yehuda umelta depsika letarti lishna nakti. Essentially, I think he's saying that don't be medayik in Tosfot's language here. This Tosfot is applicable not just for the Lishna Kama, but also the second Ikita Amri. Don't start reading into this. There's nothing. You can read them whatever you want, but it's just Divrei Neviyah. You're just like prophesying what Tosfot had, but there's no way to actually know what the text that Tosfot had, and you can't bring any proof from this to say, oh, this must be that Tosfot had this quote unquote rejected Girsa, because there's no reason to say that. And he thinks it's much more understandable to say that the girsa here is just, if he has the quote-unquote proper girsa, and this language is there because this line is applicable also for the second Ikedamri.
Did we see how many girsa has written on this? Because this is also something that will tell us. If many of the Kitvayad...
You spent more time on that website. I think it was like 2 against 10 that had the girsa. Uh-huh.
The number is also... the number and how old they are is also...
Okay. So Idan will send an email to Shir at Toronto Torah with statistical analysis of the likelihood that there is a second separate gear, so that is more correct, so to speak. Okay. Okay, so now I want to go to what is the Isser Chavala. So we're talking a lot about there's a Chavala, there's a problem here, the Motzi Dam, so what is the problem? So there are three different players at play here, with some nafkaminas between some of them, and some interesting, I think, conversation about it. So we'll start with Netilat Neshama. Tosfot, source number 9, starts quoting Rashi, but we have Rashi later on, so that's why it's a little bit choppy here. But Tosfot, source number 9, says the following, Beper Klal Gadol, Kamar Deshochet Lo Mechayev, El Mishum Netilat Neshama. The reason that Shochet is a problem is because of Netilat Neshama. Alma Tama Dechabura Havim Mishum Netilat Neshama, Kedemar Shmuel Hatam, and Shmuel says this explicitly there, the problem is of Chabura is Netilat Neshama. V'Rav Demar Hatam Mishum Tzoveya, and even though there's opinion Rav who says Mishum Tzoveya, which we're going to talk about in a moment, Af Mishum Tzoveya Kamar, it doesn't really mean Tzoveya, it means also Tzoveya. It's Netilat Neshama and also Tzoveya. Netilat Neshama, so what does this mean, Netilat Neshama? So Ein Lafaresh Detama Mishum Hachasha, you can't say that it's just simply the weakening of a person. Oh, when I lose blood, I become a little weaker. That's not what it means. Because if we're saying the bleeding is going to be a problem, and the bleeding is a problem because it's not neshama, because she becomes weak, but we don't need her weakening, which would mean that this is a malacha shenitzricha legufa. Umihu isura dekamar hacha ikala meimer dehavi derabanan. Maybe you'll say it's only asur derabanan, but still that doesn't work. Aval gabe mila mashma deik isura deraita botzat dam. But you can't say that about mila, where it's the same thing, drawing blood, and there's still an issue of the drawing the blood, and it would be a if it's nitzlat neshama, that would certainly be a malach shein tzrich legufa. And if it's the same thing, if we don't really need the baby to be weak, we don't need the womb to be weak. Here you can maybe say it's only asur midrabanan, but there. It's clear that Mila it would be an Isra D'oraita, if not for the fact that it is a mitzvah, Midoraita, to do. So you can't say that the drawing of the blood from the Mila is a problem because of the Tila Neshama, because it weakens the baby, because that would be a Malach Shin Tzrich Lagufa, but it's Asr Midoraita, so that couldn't be what the issue is. Pshita, Dikam of Chalin Shabbat Aleh, Mi'amau Detema Damit Kepak Mashmalan, Dechaburi Michbar, Viav Mishim Hachlasha, in the last line of the first paragraph of source number 9, Lekichol Shabbat, to have Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa, to Ein Tzorach Lachlisha Tinok. So he says, you can't say that what we mean by Netilat Neshama is simply just the weakening. So, Nir L'Rabbeinu Tam Lefarash, to Hotzat Dam Chashiva Netilat Neshama, it's actually Netilat Neshama. It's not just causing weakening, but there's actually some Neshama that you're removing, that you're taking when you draw blood. Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. I don't know how to say that in a non-Tosfot, like it sounds very poetic, but when you take the blood, you're taking some of the neshama with you, and that's Nitzlat Neshama, and that's even if the person's totally fine, they're walking around, they're not weakened in any way, but you're still taking some of their life force. I'm shrugging because I don't know if life force is the right word to use, but yeah, Shanus. Isn't this the big Rambam that you were quoting before? Tosfot doesn't. That's clear. You can bring up the Mishnah. We can discuss it. But Tosfot certainly doesn't hold like that. Tosfot thinks that if you say Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa, you're not in a Deraita mode. But then how could that be if we're talking about Mila, where it is Deraita, so it can't be. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam suggests, that Chavala, when you draw blood, Damu HaNefesh, that is no tel miktat neshama. The Kashilari, Ri has a problem with this. Diamrinan beperaklal gadol gabei atzad chilazon veha potzo lechayev nami mishum netilat neshama. So we have the Gemara there talks about you kept trapping chilazones, that would be a problem of tzad. And the Gemara said, but if you're trapping it and squeezing its blood out, or squeezing its whatever out, that should also be a problem because of nitzilat neshama. Mishani mitasek hu etzel nitzilat neshama. The Gemara there says, oh, it's mitasek, it's not really a problem. That's our cameo appearance of mitasek, not for now. But mitasek hu etzel nitzilat neshama, dechol kama to eat bait neshama tfei nichale. That you want it, you don't want to kill the animal, so you're trying not to kill it, so you don't want to kill it because as long as it's alive, the blood is better, it's more usable. The Ri is saying that you see from this idea that when you're drawing the blood, even though you're trying to keep it alive, but drawing any of the blood, even if it's fully alive, the Gemara still thinks there would be a problem of nitilat neshama. So drawing any blood, even if it's chai gamur, it seems like you're not taking any neshama. Chai gamur, it would still be a problem to not neshama. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, so the way he resolves this, he says there are different types of blood. There's some types of blood that is nitilat neshama, and some types of blood that's not nitilat neshama. He says, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, ki dam chilazon shetzovim bo, nifkad pakid, v'aloto eino chayiv mishum nitilat neshama. That blood is just sort of like hanging out in some like ink sack of sorts. I don't know. That's mifkad pakid, and that there's no problem with nitilat neshama. Val shar adam shemechubar chashiv lemitasek. But this other blood that is mechubar, that's going to actually be that would be a problem to remove, if not for this mitasek piece. But what Rabbeinu Tam is essentially saying is that you have different types of blood. You have some types of blood that removing it is nitilat neshama and it would be chayev. You have other types of blood, if it's mifkad pakid, that's not going to be a problem with nitilat neshama because it's sort of like hanging out there. You're not really causing any problems. It's, I don't know, it's not chaburi michbar. It's not part of it. But if you draw any blood that's michbar, chaburi, if you draw any blood that's attached to the body, then it would be nitilat neshama. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam understands it. So that's one option, that the problem here is nitilat neshama, causing the bleeding. Source number 10, there's another option, which is soveya. So the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbat says, Shmona Shratzim, Hamurim betorah hatzadan v'chovel bahen chayav. These shmona shratzim, if you trap them or you're chovel bahen, you're chayav. Ushar shkatzim v'ramasim ha'chovel bahen pater. If you chovel them, they're pater. Hatzadan letzorach chayav shlo letzorach pater. Okay, but the point that we want to talk about is all the shmona shratzim chovel is chayav, and the other ones chovel is pater. So Rashi on this Gemara, on this Mishnah, Diyesh Lehen Or, so he explains the reason that you'd be Chayev when you're Chovel on the Shmona Shratzim is because they have the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, Diyesh Lehen Or, Kenefarsh B'Gemara, V'havile Chabura Shena Chozeret, V'havile Tolda Deshochet, and then a Rosh Tevot that I'm not sure exactly what it is, maybe it's a French word. So one option is that it's like an extension of Shochet, because they're drawing the blood here. Or lishnach rina kevan shi diyesh lahen or nitzba haor bedam hanitzvar bo dechayev mishum tzoveya. When you cause this wound, it's either it's the blood is coming out and staining the skin, or it's a wound underneath the skin. It's a bruise. But you're causing a discoloration in the skin, and that would be tzoveya. So option one was shochet, which is more similar to what we saw earlier in the Tosfot. But option two is that the issue is tzoveya. So Tosfot, a lot of people have problems with this option.
So the shechita only apply or really only connect if what we're talking about Abura Michbar in particular.
Yeah. Yes, correct. Okay. Correct. So Tosfot, in source number 11, which is the same Tosfot that we saw earlier, so he says, Tama de Chabura, this is one problem that Tosfot has with Rashi. Tama de Chabura lo kaperish Rashi, de pirish preparik shmona shratzim, de chayv mishum tzoveya, gabe shmona shratzim, de tana hatam nitzvar hadam afal pi shelo yatsa. So that's what Rashi says. Vakashi lari, he doesn't like that. De be'elu treifot and chulin, bishmata de riya, tanya, vishar shkatzim, ramasim, achtete yete mehem hadam. And the Gemara over there, it's very clear that you're only chayav once the blood comes out, but there's no tzoveya with that. How late lehu or? For these other animals, there's no or. There's no skin. So if we're saying that the whole thing is tzoveya the or, but if there's no or there, so why would that be tzoveya? Vachinami maitzvia ika beha chabura, and also with this chabura, what blood is there? What tzovei is there? Vachen gabe chabura demila lo shayach tzvia. Also with that, there's no tzvia there. Va'od al korchach lishmuel ika tam achrina de paraklal gadol kamar deshoched lo mechayiv mishum tzovei el mishum nitzilat neshama. And also we have this other explicit statement of Shmuel who says it's not a problem of tzovei; it's a problem of nitzilat neshama. So to say the problem of nitzilat neshama is tzovei, Tosva brings number of problems that like tzovei doesn't make sense. In our case, of Mila, in this case, doesn't make any sense. Yishdami Kometzet in source number 12 also quotes this and says, maybe you're going to say that actually we do want the color, the discoloration. If you skip to the last line of source number 12 on the bottom of page 2, he quotes Rashi's position here. Umihu akatikasha dahacha b'hai chabura mai tzviya shaycha behu. Why do we need any color? There's no tzvia here. Vafilu shaycha tzvia kedei lehar ot shi betula aladei sedinin o bisra tzavua midam. So maybe you're going to say, oh, but we do want the color, right? We do want the tzovea. We want the coloring because then he can know she's a betula either on the sheets, either on her skin. We want the coloring. But if that's the case, lama li tama I mifkad pakid I chabori michbar. But if that's the case, I don't care where the blood it comes. Chaburi mechbar. It doesn't matter. All that matters is once there's blood on the sheet, that's the problem. So then, the Tosfot. Who was I just quoting? Yeah, Shmuel Kubetzet. It couldn't be Tzovea. It couldn't be. If the issue was Tzovea, then it shouldn't. Then there's no question of. About where is the blood attached? Is the blood just pooled there? Who cares how the blood comes out? The fact that the blood stains the sheet is the problem. And I want the blood there.
And he's saying that counts as a form of
tzovea? Yeah. Yeah. So that's his question. So he says the following, quotes from the Kuntrasin. The Kuntrasin, Matzati Shetirtsu Shedat Arashizal, Shein Shaykh Tzvia Elabedavar Sheshbo Torach Vumanut, Kigon Sheosech Chabura, Sheshbo Torach. Avalkshu Mifkad Pakid Ainbo Torach. So he says that maybe. Right. There's some sort of action, Torach Vumanut. So if it's Michbar Chaburi, so then the act of drawing the blood is, it's an active drawing of the blood. And so the tzvia there is going to be a problem. But if it's just pooled there, mifkad pakid, it's just pooled there, the blood comes out, as Rav Yehuda said, more passively. And so the staining there is not going to be tzovea because it wasn't done actively. That's this way of explaining. V'afal pi shedam chilazon de mifkad pakid v'chayiv mishum tzovea. Hayin mishum de dam chilazon afal pi shum mifkad pakid yesh bo umanut shetzarich lehotzio v'hu b'chayim ki az hu yoter tov. He said, oh, but if you're going to say the blood of the chilazon, mifkad pakid, but it takes some skill to sort of draw it out. So it's not just active, it's like active and or skill, like intentionality of what you're doing here to sort of draw the blood out. And that's when tzovea is going to be a problem. But if it just comes out on its own, it's not going to be, it wouldn't be a problem. That's the way to defend Rashi there. Yeah.
Because
again, this is all within the Mifkad Pakid. The act that you're doing is creating the hole.
Right. The question fundamentally is your act of releasing it an act of being tzovea? Normally, it's not. However, if you have to release it in a certain way in order to accomplish tzedia, then the act of releasing it is the act of being so to speak. It's a question of what you're doing when you release it.
So I think the Chatam Sofer gives another answer that I think sort of undoes, and other people I saw quote this Chatam Sofer as well, that sort of makes this question in general unnecessary. Odim Chaburi Mechbar Katav Tosvot Rashi. There he quotes Shmona Shratzim Isvirle Dechayav Mishum Tzoveav. V'hayanirali Degam Rashi Moda Dehechi DeAdam Yotze Chayav Mishum Nitila Neshama. Chatam Sofer says I think that Rashi would agree that when the blood comes out of the body, that's nitzilat neshama. Rashi's only talking about blood that is bruised on the skin of the body. Or if you need the blood, you want the wound there, you want to create a bruise, even if it doesn't come out of the body, that would also be a problem. He says Yerushalmi says explicitly, "My tzviya haya b'mishkan, shia mishar betim be'elim ma'udamim." How would they get the red coloring of the hides? They would, I guess, they would bruise the skins and cause the red to come up, and that was the malacha of tzviya, was bruising with inside, was not drawing the blood out, or you wanted the blood there, that would be tzviya. V'perish ken korban ha'eda shayim makim v'makilot et ha'ilim ad shenitzar adam v'nitzbah or adom. And the conclusion there is that when you, in the Yerushalmi, I think, whenever you draw the blood, it's only going to be, that the problem is going to be in Netilat Neshama. So Tzoveya, if the Chatam Sofer is saying, Tzoveya for Rashi, he only was talking about when you're wounding the side of the animal, when it's either inside the animal, or that you want the bruise to be there, that color, on the inside of the animal. But as soon as you're drawing any blood out, he's saying, even Rashi would agree, and I think he says the Yerushalmi is explicit like this, that you would have to say, once blood coming out is definitely Netilat Neshama. It's just the whole idea of Tzoveya is not when it comes out. The idea of Tzoveya is when it's inside the skin. That's where there's the question of Tzoveya or not. But when it comes out of the body, it's definitely Netilat Neshama. So I think the Chatam Sofer thinks that the whole question of Tosfot in general and the whole idea of Tzoveya being a problem, it's like, Tzoveya being a problem is not what we're talking about here. No one, Rashi never thought that this, and he also doesn't say that in our Gemara. Like on Rashi and Ham, we bet, doesn't bring up Tzoveya. So that works with the Chatam Sofer saying that Rashi would never think that the problem, well, according to the second Ikat Amri, Chaburi Michbar, that the problem of causing the bleeding is Tzoveya. He said, no, he agrees that it would be Netilat Neshama, like the Tosfot. And that's that idea. So we've seen Netilat Neshama, Tosfot. We've seen Tzoveya, which may not actually be what's happening here, according to the Chatam Sofer. The other option, which is, I think, the one that a lot of people like to talk about, is Rambam in saying it's Mefarek. Source number 14. The Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah, Hadash kegro geret. If you thresh, take out a gro geret's worth, chayav. Vendisha ela bigidule karka. And we only have Edisha only applies to things that grow out of the ground. The Mefarek harehu toldat hadash. Mefarek is like that. Acholav et behema chayiv deshehu mefarek. And if you milk an animal, that's a problem of mefarek. V'chen achovel b'chayish yesh lo or chayiv mishum mefarek. And also chovel is also mishum mefarek. V'shiyed tzarich ledam sheyetsa min achabura. Aval mitkaven lahazik bilvad patur. So it's only if you need the blood. If you don't need the blood, then we're talking about something else. But if you need the blood, which is what we're assuming, you want the blood, then it's a problem. The issue of Mefarek. So Lecha Mishnah says, there are two things. I actually didn't quote the first part, but the point that people ask on this Rambam is if Disha only applies Gidule Karka and Mefarek is Disha, so then why is there a problem of Disha slash or Mefarek from Disha on an animal which is not Gidule Karka? And the way people explain it, I didn't bring it here, but since animals eat from the ground, they're considered Gidule Karka, which may be in a moment we'll come back to. We'll come back to that. But so this is what Rambam says. The Rambam says that the issue of Chavala is ultimately Mishum Mefarek. You're taking something from the inside out. So Lecha Mishnah, in source number 15, wants to ask, he asks, why? What's wrong with Netilat Neshama? And so the Lecha Mishnah says, Ma shelo amar Rabbeinu tam Netilat Neshama, afal pi shamru ota sham b'gemara, per klal gadol, hu mishum, t'lo amru l'inyan chabura be'ever v'chulei, el l'inyan mita b'hechlei. This is really, because the real issue of chabura that we talk about in Netilat Neshama is not when you like wound a limb; it's when you kill mita behechlet, kama bechilazon. Aval chabura ain lo netilat neshama meotom makom kedat mefarshim zal. He says it's hard to say that's really. The Tosfot said, "Oh, when you're taking some of the blood, that's you're taking the neshama." So Rambam would say, "Like it's not. It's not though. You're not really taking the neshama. You lost a little bit of blood to call that netilat neshama. Netilat neshama is killing something." Causing excessive loss of blood. cause a little bit of blood to come out, is that really Nitzilat Neshama? So Lech Mishnah says that's why Rambam doesn't say that. That's why Rambam says it's got to be Mefarik, because to say it's Nitzilat Neshama is a far-fetched thing to say. On the flip side, you could say why Tosfot doesn't like the Rambam is maybe you could say that I saw someone quote this, that maybe Tosfot holds that animals are not considered Gedulei Karka, and since they're not Gedulei Karka, you can't apply Disha, you can't apply Mefarik to it, and so he would love to say maybe Mefarik, but it halachically couldn't be because they're not Gedulei Karka, so it must be that Nitan Neshama, and maybe that's the sort of machloka between Rambam and Tosfot, is Gedulei Karka, whether animals are considered Gedulei Karka or not. But that could be the point there. So those are the three options we have. We have Nitilei Neshama, we have Tzovea, which may or may not actually be a thing, and then we have Mefarik. So the two leading ones, Nitilei Neshama and Mefarik. There's discussion. Rav David Pavarsky, interviewer Rav David, asks the following question. He says, in general, if Mefarik is a real thing that we're concerned about, so why would Mefarik only be a problem for Chaburi Michbar? Shouldn't Mefarik also be a problem for Mifkai? Right? If the blood is in the body and you're taking the blood out, why wouldn't it also be a problem, even if you're saying that, if it's Mefarik? Meaning, there should also be a problem with Mefarik, yeah? Okay, so well, what do you mean?
I mean,
we're going to come to that. We're going to come to that.
He's inside taking it out. Here it's
fully. Right, so we're going to come to that, but he's going to bring that in a minute. But before that... So we're gonna get there. But before he gets to that answer, because he has a different answer that sets up a different question that's gonna be a better answer for. So he asks, Chaim Mefar. So this is also in the Midrash Chinuch asks this question also in source number 16. Even if you're a Mifka Pakid, it should still be an issue of Mefar. Kamo Cholev, do Gamken Pakid Va'akor. That maybe over there we don't need the liquid. And the Rav David Pavarsky, he strengthens his answer with this Meiri in source number 17. He says, as long as the blood is just going to Ibud, it's not a problem of disha. As long as you don't need the milk, it's not a problem of disha. As long as you don't need it anymore, so it's mefarik, it's not a problem. But that sets up the next question, which is source number 18. He says, "Very be'arnu delo shayach kan mefarik kevan she'ein sarich leze leka b'se mishum shem malacha." If you're mefarik something, but you don't need the thing that is mefurak, then it doesn't have a shem malacha. Dein derech disha bekach. V'im ken, afilu chaburi michbar mishum ma yitchayev. But if that's the case, why would, even if the blood is attached, why would it ever be a problem? Because this blood is going li'ibud. It's not shem malacha on it. It's always going to ibud. You're not saving this blood. It's going to ibud. Why is it a problem of farak? He says, v'nir diesh lechalek, and this, I think, is essentially what Rabbi Yehuda was trying to say. V'nir, not trying, he was successfully saying, Venir diyesh lechalek di chaburi mechbar diyesh kan mitziut shel hafrada mamash. If it's chaburi mechbar, you're actually separating something from something else. Shapir chayav mishum mefarak af de'ein tzarich ledam. Even if you have no need for the blood at all, since you're actively separating the blood from within, that's going to be an issue of mefarak. Kevan desof sof tzarichu le'etzem hafrada d'havi mefarak. Since you're actively, you want to separate the blood out from here. But if the blood is just pooled there, like in the example that Rabbi Yehuda gave, it's just sitting in the bottle. You're just opening the bottle and it's pouring out. In that case, mefarak is when you take something out. So essentially, I think this is what Rav Yehuda was saying, that if it's mifkad pakid, the blood, you're not really doing anything. you're not really doing the mitharik because you're not actively doing anything. So the blood goes to ibud. It's not a problem. But if it's chaburi mechbar, the act of what you're doing is actively mefarik. Even if the blood's going to go to ibud, it doesn't matter. The act of hafrada that you're doing, of hafraka that you're doing,
piruk.
There you go, piruk. Yeah, mefarik, piruk. Yeah, pl. The act of piruk that you're doing is an active thing. V'lo dami le, it says in the top of page 4. V'lo dami lechol v'sochet zeitim v'anamim. Datam hu oseh masa piruk. But when you're squeezing out, when you're milking an animal, squeezing out zeitim v'anamim, that's masa piruk that you're doing. Masa piruk. Lachen afilu demifkad pakid nechshav mifarik. Debemasav mifarakhu. Masha inken hacha. Im mifkad pakid ein hu oseh klum. You're not doing anything. Aval ichabori mechbar dehu oseh et a piruk. Shapir chayev. Kemo bechol v'sochet deafilu mifkad pakid have masa didei shechol v'sochet. Sochet. V'davka gubei dam, imifkad pakid. Hadam yotze me'atma l'aydei ha'petach. V'u oseh rak at the petach, v'lo dami l'mefarak kol ikar. Ayan ha'chatam sofer. And that's essentially what the chatam sofer says also in source number 19. Hayanir li, l'svara nechona, l'mar davka besochet b'yadayim, be'anavim lehotzi mashke, hu shayach mefarak. V'u adin, im haya sochet bekot leharechem lotzi dam, haya shayach mefarak. Aval kolav klipa racharzan, sh'ayadeze yatza mashke, me'apri leka mishum schita. Ella kepoteach petach. You're just opening up the opening. V'yotzei mashkin meil. It's coming out. V'hacha hachi kam yibayale leda mifkad pakid ve'eino tzarich lehotzio bekoach tichikato bekot leirechem. Ella poteach petach adam ve'adam yotzei meilav odim v'chule. That's what Gemara is asking. Since I don't have to like push the blood out. I just the petach is made. The blood comes out. Mifkad pakid. And that's the Chatam Sofer is saying the same idea that Rav David Varsky quotes the Chatam Sofer saying the same thing. Nafkaminas that exist between Nitilat Neshama and Mifarek. If you're going to say that this between Tosfot and Rambam, so the Be'er Halacha quotes a couple, and there might be other ones as well. Be'er Halacha, Shin Tet Zayin, source number 20. Dada Rambam, Dechovel Chayav Mishim Mifarek, Vu Tol Dad Dash, De Damim Shemifarek Mitachat Ha'or, Ke Mifarek Tvua Mikashe. Dami. Ve'avu Bishalo Yatzu Lachutz, Mikom Makom Nekrim Makom Chaburam. Even if they don't come out, the fact that they moved from their, you know, normal veins and arteries that they're in, they came out of those veins and arteries already, that's a problem. So, ulafiza, number one, be'inan sheitzei dam kishir grogeret, mimakom lemakom, le'inyan chiyuv chatat kemo dash, bedash. Rambam said the shear for dash is grogeret, so if this is also dash, mefarik, so then the shear should be the same. They're only chayev if it's that much. Number two, gam im chovel besaro lacharmita v'yetzei adam chayev, because you're just removing blood, and as long as you're removing blood, it's a problem of mefarik. But Be'er Halacha quotes v'yashom d'chiyuv d'chovel who mit machmat netila neshama shibato makom shechaval ki adam u'anavish v'imken. Number one, lo bayin in shira v'rov poskim hiskimu lazeh, and he doesn't bring the second nafkamina, but I think it would also exist that if it's netila neshama, if the neshama doesn't exist anymore, the animal is dead. So drawing the blood out, or drawing a blood out of a chas v'shalom lo aleinu of a dead body, also would not be an issue of chavala, because there's no neshama happening, because there's no neshama anymore. Yeah.
Did we see Tosfos saying explicitly that there's no that you don't need a shear for this? Maybe you need some sort of chashuv shear of blood for this.
Interesting. Maybe. Interesting. I mean, he says, and back on page number two. Ki adamu a nefesh, kishe notel miktzato, notel miktzat neshama. Say, what's miktzato? Maybe miktzato is a chash of miktzat. Okay. Okay. You're saying maybe even this position would agree. I mean, that's the way he presents it. Rova Poskim agree that there's no shear. Okay. Okay, could be. I mean, the Be'er Halacha thinks that there is no shear, and he thinks that Rov Rishonim hold like this, that there is no shear. But maybe, Divrei Nevi'ah, we could come up with all sorts of different things. There is discussion about the second nafkamina, about Chovel Besaro Lecharmita, that according to Rambam, it would seem to be Chayev. According to Tosfot, it would be mutter. You would not be chayev. So there is discussion about this. In source number 21, it looks like there's a space here in the text. I don't know. There might be words missing. We'll see if it makes sense like this. Lididi lo kasha midi. So Avnei Nezer, shoot Avnei Nezer, has the following discussion. When he talks, he says, Lididi lo kasha midi laha beperek chaviyot mevuar de'ein chi mefarek elam mefarek mashka me'ochel. V'ine dam megafta shel adam amrinan bechulin davi mashka mishim tichtiv dam chalalim yishta mali katala kula mali katala palga. There's no mistake there. That I don't know why that space is there, but that's the proper text. But the Avnei Nezer, there's a discussion in the Gemara, and I'm sure others who are holding more in chulin can have more with me. And this is actually related to the sugya that Rabbi Turchiner, I think, was just alluding to about whether the dam being able to be machshir something for tuma, and how we know that what type of blood are we talking about? Blood that comes from a wound or blood that comes from a carcass? And in that discussion, it says that dam coming from a carcass is considered a mashke, and it brings this pasuk dam chalalim yishte, and it doesn't matter who cares? I don't care if it's blood that comes from killing the animal or just from a wound. I think is what the Gemara there is saying. And I don't fully understand the logic, but he says, "Aval I metu mechatech bebasar metu v'lo havi dam hayotze dam chalalim v'lo havi mashke." He says, if you have a living animal that you cut and the blood comes out, that's dam chalalim and that's mashke. But he'd say, if you already have, you have a dead animal that's already dead and you cut it, mechatech bebasar met lo havi dam hayotze dam chalalim v'lo havi mashke. That's not considered mashke. So I saw, David Lichtenstein in his Mishnah Achrona, his commentary on Or HaChaim, he brings this Avnei Nezer to say that maybe Rambam would agree. Maybe we would not call dam coming from a dead body is a mashke. That maybe Rambam himself would agree that it's not mefarik if the animal or the person, chas v'shalom, lo'alein, who is already dead, drawing the blood from that is not even mefarik because it's not considered mashke. He pointed to this Avnei Nezer as maybe agreeing with that. That maybe Rambam would agree with this Avnei Nezer, and then it wouldn't, that nafkamina wouldn't be a nafkamina. Everyone would agree drawing blood from a dead animal would not be mefarik. Another potential nafkamina that I saw in Yisodei Yeshirun, Rav Felder, has the following case. He quotes from the Minchat Chinuch. Im yesh chaval b'bali chayim she'enam yecholim lachiyot kigon treifa unevela odag she'yavesh bein snapirav uva achad v'horgo, that should be a gimel, v'horgo harei she'arei berotzeach kaimalan de'im haya treifa o goses, that should also be goses, not gosem, bidei adam she'eno yechol lachiyot eno chayav mishim digavra katila kata. So he says, let's say it's not dead yet. Let's say it's almost being dead. Let's say it's dying. It's in the death process. Is that considered Nitzilat Neshama? If we're talking about a Rotzeach, maybe we don't hold lightweight. We say that it's Gavra Katila Katal, Imna Marduhu Adin Linyan Shabbat, Az Pater Odilma Linyan Shabbat Shani Vavale Ben Nitzilat Neshama. He concludes, Ani Omer Delachar Shenishchat Rov Shnaim. He's talking about shechting an animal. Once an animal is halachically shechted, Hayot Lagabe Nevela Chayhu, She'eno Metame Ad Shemot, Hu Adin Lagabe Shabbat, Chayhu V'chayev HaHorgo. He says, as long as the animal is still alive, even if it's dying, he would think that it still would be a chaval and still would be a problem. But he says, maybe Marti Shirsh the Chalek Lamar Dato Mishum Denitla Neshama, Eno Chayev Beshocha Trefa, Aval Miyemar Shiev Shar, I think, Eno Mrim, Yevshar, Lechayvo Mishum Mefarek. He says maybe there's a difference there between the two. Maybe they're not actually the same. So he leans on the side of saying that as long as it's alive, even if it's dying or almost dead or about to die, it would still be alive as far as this is concerned. Maybe it's different, but he ultimately concludes that if it's dying, it would still be a problem of Mefarek. And so everyone would agree that it would still be a problem, even if you're going to say, either one, it would be Nitzilat Neshama, even if it's dying. La halacha, just the last piece here about the Shmona Shratzim, about beating and causing a bruise in Chavala on Shmona Shratzim. Mishnah Berurah says the problem of Chovel, source number 24, Tam lechiyuv Chavala hu bipnei netilat neshama, shibato makom ki adam hu hanefesh, val korcha chafilu yatsa adam kol shehu, o nitzrar hadam kol shehu chayav. There's law, you draw any amount of blood, no shear, any amount of blood, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to be a problem with the Netilat Neshama, and that's the problem of Chovel. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah goes. So you can consult your local Orthodox rabbi whether we paskin like this Mishnah Berurah, if you want to play with these nafkamina is about how much blood you have to pull out to, in order for it to be chayev. But that's how the, at least the Mishnah Berurah paskins. And that's a little bit of a chabura on chabura for today. Next week, God willing, we will hear from Rabbi Yehuda Mann, Shalita, on the topic of Psik Reshe and Tavar Shem. He's not going to have intention, but he is probably going to do it anyway. Okay, I'm glad I got at least one joke in.
Yeah. Is one of his Rebbein, Yitzchak Halevi.
Okay. Shkoach, thank you.